how to treat them. I also want to recognize our interpreter, Andrew Tiala. We usually have an agenda in front of you for tonight's meeting. We're going to need a motion to adopt the agenda. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kimberly Smith, seconder. Kyle is the seconder. Any questions? Those in favor? Approve unanimously. I'll read the agenda. We don't have a minute, so we're just going to skip that. Declaration of interest. Anybody wants to say something? You say if you have interest. Hearing that, we're going to just skip that as well. No delegations. There's no deferred business, so we go to number five, new business. Number 5A, introduction of committee members. Jeffrey will do that.
Kenny McNeese-Vatlik, I just wanted to go back to declaration of interest for a moment, just because this is a new committee and maybe people don't know what that means. Not that in this agenda there'd be absolutely no reason for anyone to declare interest, but does everyone know what declaration of interest means? Yeah, we do or we don't? Good? Okay, perfect. Just wanted to check. And then I guess while I'm here and I have the mic, I'm Deputy Mayor Smith, for all those who don't know me, I'm the vice chair of this committee. So,
good evening, everybody. My name is Jeff Byrne. I'm the Economic Development Officer with the City of Iqaluit, as well as the Acting Communications Officer with the City of Iqaluit. My role in this committee is duly supporting the committee as well as administration. So, largely, what comes from this committee will be presented will be a lot of the work that I do over the next 4 years. So I'm very much looking forward to all of the ideas that come out of this room and hopefully have some new things implemented in our community. Sorry, I'm going to open the floor to you, Lauren, and then we'll just go around in a circle, just a basic introduction of who you are.
It's working. Hi, my name is Lauren, Lauren Nevin. I've lived in Iqaluit for most of my life. I currently work for Iqaluit Yaqutat Health Research Center, and I'm looking forward to working with this committee.
I am Laura Thompson, and I don't know how many years I've lived here now. I'm a proud mother of two children, and I work for QIA.
Hi, I'm Taya Chichu. I work for the Arctic Children and Youth Foundation. Thank you for having me.
Very tight.
Good evening, everybody. My name is James Payton. I work with CAQVEC Association. I look forward to being a member at large and part of the Economic Development Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kyle Shepherd. I've been a councillor for the last 7.5 years, and commercial banking with RBC, and previous roles in small business and personal banking for the last 22 years. So, got a little bit of business background.
My name is Jessie Hale. I'm the executive director of the Nunavut Association of Nonprofit Organizations. I grew up in Calgary and lived in Toronto for 10 years, and I've been living in Iqaluit for about almost 5 years. I'm very excited to be here.
My name is Methuselah Kunuk. I'm a chairman of this committee. It's my first time. I'm going to be trumpet a little bit, I guess. But it's also my first year in the council. I am looking forward to work with you guys for the economic development issues for the city. Unless there's something else, somebody wants to say something, we're going to move on to the next item. Committee terms of reference, Jeffrey will go through that as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good evening, everybody. In front of you is a copy of the draft terms of reference that was created for the Community Act Dev Committee. This committee has been established with a clear mandate to summarize the document in front of you. The committee has been established with a clear mandate to collaborate with stakeholders, residents, businesses to identify and implement initiatives that will stimulate economic growth within our community. The ultimate goal is to improve the quality of life of our residents and enhance the overall well-being within our city. The CEDC, Community Act Dev Committee, will focus on identifying economic opportunities in key sectors such as tourism, cultural industries, technology, and local entrepreneurship. Additionally, the committee will provide strategic recommendation on bylaws and policies that promote economic growth while ensuring environmental and cultural preservations are safeguarded as well. Promoting sustainable community economic development activities, including enhancing the marketability of our city, will also be a critical function of this committee. By working in partnership with local stakeholders, this committee aims to foster collaborative economic initiatives that benefit our entire community as a whole. The committee will also review and filter ideas for potential projects, recommending actionable steps to council to stimulate our economic growth. In conclusion, the CEDC, Community Act Dev Committee, will serve as a vital advisory body to council, ensuring that the economic development efforts are strategically aligned with the community's needs and our sustainable practices at the city. I hope that everyone had some time to review the document in front of you. So what I will do is I will open the floor to anybody ultimately for questions, comments, and or feedback of the document in front of you. If you would like items such as an amendment or other items added into the terms of reference, we can certainly have a conversation about that tonight. And we would then look for a motion to approve this either as is or with the amendments that are requested. The floor is open to anybody.
So the floor is open for anybody.
I have a question about number three, the membership. It says the committee shall be composed of, you know, the council of representatives and then four members of local businesses, one member from Inuit organization, one member from nonprofit. I've never met Adam, but I've met everyone else, all the other members at large, and I think we all work for nonprofits. So Laura, of course, works for QIA, so we have, which is a nonprofit, but I'm also an Inuit organization. So when I saw the terms of reference originally, I was wondering why there was so many, there was so many more local business representatives and not as many nonprofits. And then now that we're here, it's nonprofits are very much represented. So I just wonder, is that a problem or should we be amending that now, given the makeup of the members at large?
Thank you for the comments, Jesse. I completely agree. This would be the opportunity to amend that if we were to include additional individuals. For those who do not know Adam, Adam works for the government of Nunavut. He works in economic development and transportation with the government of Nunavut. So he certainly would also not fit under the category of local business and or entrepreneur. When we originally thought of the qualifications that we were looking for in our board members, that was what we were aiming for within the basis of that group. With the applications that we've received for the committee, we realized that it may not be feasible for us to just hone in on that specific. So we will have to amend that to maybe change the small business entrepreneurship angle and just open it up for a general committee member.
Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A simple fix might just be to change the word shall to, strive to be, and then just add a second line of no less than, say, six members or some other qualifier like that. So just make it like an aspirational goal, gives us flexibility to fill positions as needed.
Anyone else? Councillor Deputy Mayor Smith.
Kiana Mikitz about to leave. And this might be, Councillor Shepherd might know the answer to this. Most committees are, it's a four-year term, but this is the only one that coincides with each new council elected, I think. Aren't standing committees usually just 4 years from when they were sworn in? Do you know the answer to that?
They generally serve at the will of council, so it'd be appropriate to kind of reset and just or reconfirm upon each new election. That makes sense. So it should really match the council terms, so the new council can decide to continue on or make changes.
Any other questions or comments? And also for your information, this committee might be only meet twice a year.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just, just for our information, and I'm sure it's clear, even though it's not written blatantly in here, is that this committee doesn't have the power to spend money. All we are able to do is make recommendations to council. There is no spending authority. We cannot commit to spend money. Any direction we would provide that would incur a cost has to be a recommendation to council and approved there. So I just want to make sure. A lot of times these committees start veering into the making commitment stage, which is often a little bit misaligned with the intent of the committees. So just want to make that clear.
Thank you. Shepherd? Anybody else? Hearing that, do you want to say something else?
Nothing from me. So what we'll do now is, if there are no questions, please request a vote.
Will we have a vote?
Yeah.
Will the committee?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, sure. Okay, Georgia Mayor.
Can I make it about to like just one more comment that I don't know if it's maybe just a housekeeping thing on the terms of reference here. So it says on most of our committees, the mayor is a standing member, but he's not on this one, correct? Because Councillor Shepherd took that seat. So I don't know if we have to amend that in here as well, if it's just mayor or appointed councillor. I don't know if that matters truly, but anyway, under 3-4.
Thank you for the comment, Councillor Smith. So after chatting with our clerk's office, that was my original intent as well, to have either the mayor as a de facto member or to have Councillor Shepherd in there. It was at the advice of our clerk's office to just state that three members of council would be present in this committee as the chair, co-chair, and a regular member. And they felt that in itself would have enough of weight so that we don't need to include the mayor specifically. But we could certainly add the amendment if required by the group.
Any other questions? If not, I think we're going to need a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to recommend to Council to approve the committee terms of reference, including the small change to the wording on the composition of the committee.
Any seconder? Ms. Tutu.
I can second.
Any questions? Okay, September.
Yeah, sorry, can you just clarify what the language change, what it's going to be? Is it going to be the committee shall strive to be composed of and then continue as written? Okay.
Thank you, Jesse. So yes, to clarify, we'll now read the committee shall strive to be with, again, our three regular members with no less than six members added in at the very end. So everything else will remain the same. The first line will change and shall will be removed, strive to be included, and then a caveat at the end of no less than six members within the committee.
Okay, thank you. So it'll still be four business, one Inuit org, one nonprofit?
Correct.
Yeah. I would prefer it if it's okay to not put the numbers. It seems to me to be privileging for-profit businesses over nonprofits, which I mean, I represent the Nonprofit Association, so is it possible for it to just say six members consisting of, you know, members of local businesses, Inuit organizations, and nonprofits, rather than having an aspirational number of each?
Thank you, Jesse. Those comments are very fair, and yes, I agree. We can certainly make the change. So it will now be amended from four members of local businesses, entrepreneurs, with the two for Inuit orgs and a not-for-profit organization, to just six members, comprising of local businesses, entrepreneurs, members from Inuit organizations and or not-for-profit associations within the city.
Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? If not, we're going to go to the next item in the agenda. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. We didn't vote yet. Okay, there was a motion on the floor, a second, Moved by Shepherd and seconded by
Tega.
Yeah. Okay. If there's no more questions, please. Now we can walk. Those in favor? Okay. Unanimous. Are you okay now?
Okay.
All right. Now we can go to next item, which is number 6. We're going to need a motion to adjourn. Beverly move and seconded by Councillor Shepherd. For those in favor, unanimous. That was very short meeting. Yeah.